And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. And of course, I'm getting stabbed right now by Joseph, who has a knife. Norman Bates. Kind of remind me of that Norman Bates. I don't know about it. Of course, our Halloween Spooktacular Part 3. And looking forward scheduled to speak with Bill Tomachoff, of course, in a little bit, Tomachoff Farms. And
it's really creepy looking.
Absolutely, for our Meerkat viewers.
At Breakthrough Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Joseph's Goosebumps mask, which is creepy.
It's not a mask. It's got a mind of its own, though.
Well, that's true. What is it called? The Haunted Mask, right?
The Haunted Mask, yeah. Dancing. He likes this song from The Shining.
The Shining.
Midnight.
Yeah.
The Stars and You, Al Boley and Ray Noble.
Another scary movie there. Can't go wrong with Jack Nicholson. One of the greats.
And the Haunted Mask, really, he's enjoying it. He thinks it's really catchy. It's not scary at all to him.
He's a little bit of a dancer there.
I'm going to dance with him off camera, okay?
I could see it. I win the poll again here.
God, that's disgusting. Stop it, Joseph.
Sorry.
Of course, a couple fun things last night, and that included, of course, our visit to Tomachoff Farms, which, again, has a lot of stuff there. You know, during the day, you know, bring the kids out there. Good stuff going on. A couple different corn mazes as well. You got the quick 5-minute kids corn maze, then you got the scavenger type of corn maze where you got to find clues to, you know, find your way out of there. And that one could take up to an hour or so, but really fun. Then, of course, at night, Field of Screams, which is the haunt, and, good stuff.
Oh, wow. It was just so amazing last night. I was terrified. I mean, we'll talk more in depth about it in just a few moments, but yeah. I mean, I was running for my life. I thought that I was being chased by these creatures. I think that at one point there was a clown.
There was some interesting.
And then we decided to tell Dave to just go back because he was scaring me too much. But then there was another clown as well.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was quite interesting, some of the things out there. And it's unique, I mean, because at least out here in the Phoenix area, even with other haunts that we have going on, this was like, it's a true corn maze type of situation.
One of our Meerkat listeners has a question I wonder we'll have to ask our guest right now. Bill Tomachoff, on behalf of Arizona Field of Screams, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we're telling our listeners a little bit about the experience that we have last night. You know, we've got so many things out there, right there in our own backyard. Tell us where you're located again.
I'm on 75th Avenue, and I'm just south of Bethany Home Road in Glendale.
Fantastic. And, of course, we checked out the corn maze. We were terrified. Greg and myself were screaming like girls.
Yeah. That's what I pay my guys for.
Absolutely. Hey, they were great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for the families.
Absolutely. I mean, because it's unique, because you don't see too many haunted corn mazes out here where it's really a true corn maze and just so much going on in there. And as you said, fun for the family. Other stuff you have going on there, of course, other corn mazes for kids as well. But tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have all my family corn mazes that go on 7 days a week. And I have a mini maze. I got all the play areas for the kids and petting zoo and do the train ride and things like that. And then on Friday and Saturday nights also, I open up the haunted corn maze for the older kids to come and enjoy themselves.
And I got to say, I mean, there's plenty of things for families to do and kids to do, but I don't recommend the kids to go into that haunted maze. Because if Greg and myself were screaming, and I mean, I'm genuinely not exaggerating at all, I can see people really getting
I never
quite
get
terrified.
Scared, but here, there was quite a few.
But it's kind of funny because I have parents that bring in their 5- and 6-year-olds and they have a great time.
Yeah.
And I leave that up to the parents to decide whether their children are able to handle stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, everybody has fun. And, my job is to scare people.
Yeah.
And you did you do such a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, so many characters. We don't want to spoil too much of it, but you know, I love that you've got some movie themes out there. We love movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a couple of Michael Myers and the chainsaw and, you know, things like that. So
One of our viewers on Meerkat is asking about a haunted hayride. Have you ever done a haunted hayride or anything like that?
I haven't done a haunted hayride because it'd be too quick, and I don't want anybody jumping off a trailer.
Oh, that's
and
very
running.
True. That's very true. I mean, because you know, I could see that definitely happening.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, I make it a point get out there every year at least to you know the other stuff going on. We pick our pumpkins there in the pumpkin patch, and what else throughout the year do you have going on there? You know, even after Halloween time's done, because I know there's still some other events that you guys have.
Yeah. Well, after Halloween and into November, I start selling vegetables, the greens, the winter vegetables, mm-hmm. and I go until December 24th. And then starting probably right after Thanksgiving, I start selling Christmas trees.
Oh, wow, great. I'm surprised you wait that long.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I mean,
we keep busy here, try to do things for the family. And then in the summertime, starting right after Mother's Day in the middle of May, I do summer vegetables, which is a big hit for everyone. Tomatoes, sweet corn, watermelon, all that stuff.
And, of course, you've got all the animals out there. We passed a few goats. And, of course, I was running too fast because I was terrified. But you know, I've got a pet duck. Do you have any ducks out there?
I have some ducks.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back out there and check those out.
I got a turkey, Hank the turkey, and I got miniature horses and a donkey and mm-hmm. some baby potbelly pigs, and then I have a mama that's expecting any day now.
Wow. It's just a wonderful place for families, and again, you know, even if you don't have families, if you're just a guy, you want to be scared,
uh-huh.
you're a single guy, you go out there with your friends, get terrified in this corn maze. I think it's 7, is it 7 o'clock on the weekends?
I open the haunted corn maze at 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
And then my last ticket sells at 10 p.m. and I close at 11.
Oh, okay, great. Excellent. And again, and then if you chicken out of the haunt, of course, the other mazes and other great things you have to do there. And I know I really enjoy the scavenger maze, you know, finding kind of the clues to get out of there. And, you know, so great stuff there. So much going on.
It's a lot of fun for the families. It's good for kids to get outside and run around.
Yeah, and one of our Meerkat watchers is wanting to go there to meet Hank the turkey. So
Hank the turkey. Yeah.
And what are a couple of websites that we can send our listeners to?
Well, you can go to TomachowFarms.com.
Okay.
Or the haunted maze is under AZ Field of Screams.
Excellent. AZ Field of Screams.
And if anybody Googles pumpkin patches in Phoenix, we pull up.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Pumpkin patches. Well, you know, we need those. So we got to have our jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah.
And, you know, one final question before we let you go. What is your tip for picking the perfect pumpkin for a jack-o'-lantern?
The perfect tip is what you are going to put on it.
Okay.
So everybody has their own face that they want to put on, so they're looking for that pumpkin that's going to fit their face.
Okay, that's a good. So pretty much know what you want to do before you pick out the pumpkin.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great, great. Well, again, Bill Tomalchoff, thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment, and thanks for allowing us to check out Arizona Field of Screams. I loved it.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Happy Halloween. Excellent.
And, of course, Bill Tomalchoff there. And, definitely, like we said, you know, we don't really get scared at the other haunted attractions. You know, we've been to a couple.
What are you talking about? You said you guys were all running screaming from the last one.
No, but this one, though, is that's what we're talking about, Eric.
Yeah, this one is, you know, Arizona Field.
Well, Dave gets scared, but
Dave, you know, he had to back out of this one because he was a little bit too frightened.
No, but this was definitely the best because it also gets you into the Halloween type of feel because you're in that corn maze and it's narrow.
Unique.
It's great.
And
last night
we had the mud. I got home and I don't know how I had mud on my thighs and everything.
I had mud wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know how I got mud all over me.
I guess you threw mud.
No, it was mud everywhere. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
well, not everywhere.
But you know, the atmosphere, that's what I'm saying, in the clouds in the sky and then these corn mazes. If Frozen was there, by the way, Frozen's favorite food is corn, he would have went through that entire maze and it would have just been flat.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
I know, I know. God. But it is a great place, and we had a blast. So, you know, Arizona Field of Screams, you know, terrifying things. That clown, I was running. And then that guy with the chainsaw.
Then you made Nice Nice with the clown.
No, I was making Nice Nice with Mabel. Yeah. She had something around her neck and was hanging there, but she was kind of cute. Not wearing as much clothes as...
Kind of like Hugh Jackman in movie 42?
43.
No, not that. If she had that around her neck, I'd say pass. Pass. But our Meerkat viewers are making plenty of comments. They're saying that they did a haunted hayride once, and they were so scared that... something happened. They relieved themselves. They said that they had someone else has a haunted corn maze in Hollister, California. So they love that one. And again, they're all fans of Hank the Turkey.
So yeah, Hank the Turkey is
Hank
great.
The Turkey, yeah.
I love that name too. Yeah. I always want to name like my pets if I had pets Hank.
Hank?
Hank. It's great.
I think of Hank Hill, King of the Hill.
Yeah, Hank. Hank Aaron.
That boy ain't right.
Hank Hill, he was also the guy in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Henry Hill.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yes, Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular. We've got some more stuff coming up, I know, throughout today's show. But, you know, remember, each week we're checking out another haunted attraction. So next week we're going to be checking out another one. You'll have to tune in to find out which one, maybe two. So remember, next Saturday, Breakthrough Entertainment, 9 to noon on KPHX 1480 AM. BreakRadioShow.com, at Breakthrough Entertainment on Meerkat to find out which haunted attraction. And if Dave, Greg, or myself were scared, more scared than the other.
Yeah.
You know, because you were in the front this time. I was in the back.
Yeah. I think I'm always in the front.
You are. And I always think that that's a good thing for me to be in the back. But then they're running after me. And I say, Greg, they're still coming.
Yeah. You know what's interesting at some of these other haunts, though? You know, I just walk through whatever. No big deal. But it's tough because, you know, sometimes I go, well, you know, I don't really want to act like that because these actors do put a lot of time into it. So you do want to show, hey, you know, you're having a good time. But this one genuinely, because you never know who's going to pop out, you know, when you're in there. And then when you get the places.
There were giants
just
there.
The narrow. Yeah. I mean, you didn't know what was real, what's not. Because, you know, there's some surprises
and the
in
things
there,
that
so
I thought weren't
that.
Real.
Right.
Were real, and it shocked me. But one of our Yavak on Meerkat is asking, hey, has anyone seen Bridge of Spies there? Well, funny you ask. In our next segment, we are going to be talking about Bridge of Spies and Steve Jobs and Woodlawn. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. But before we get to all that, we need to hear a little bit from, where are we? Oh, yes. I'm lost. From The Good Marriage, Tombstone Every Mile by Dick Curless.
Dick Curless. Okay, good stuff.
Remember Good Marriage? That was
I didn't see it, but I remember. I've seen it on Netflix.
Songs Made Scary by Horror
Anthony
Movies.
Anthony LaPaglia, right?
Two or three. One of those.
Something
three.
Like that. Yeah. And we'll have our fifth one next week. And, of course, Breakthrough Entertainment on 1480 AM KPHX. When we come back, one of our Meerkat viewers will be very excited to hear our Bridge of Spies reviews
Count
coming
them
up.
Off.
Absolutely.
Count them off.
Count them off, and we'll be
Come
right
on.
Let back.
Let me hear you, Dave. Count them off. No. Oh, man.